Yo, what's going on, guys? It's a beautiful day in the universe today. We're out here in the garage shooting podcast number 2 for you guys. And today I've got a great guest on. We're talking some interesting things. He's going to be featuring in my videos, hopefully in the future, because we're doing some mad things. We're planning it today just before coming on here. So I'm introducing now my man Alex, a good mate of mine, who's doing an apprenticeship. And we're going to be doing some mental traveling together. And he's also a massive England fan, traveling to like all their games now. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
You're listening to the Sat Now Sammy podcast. Let's get it all day, every day. Introducing today's guest on the show.
Okay, guys, what is going on? We're into the... well, is it the okay, guys?
Everything.
All right, it's everything. Okay.
Just don't say a word. We'll be fine. All
right. Just stay at the camera for 2 hours straight here. Okay, so Alex, welcome to the show, my friend. It's great to have you on here.
Thanks for having me.
This is your first time in front of a camera.
Pretty much, yeah.
I tell you what, it's hard to keep him silent. This guy, he can't help but laugh. Like, honestly, it's really tough. We've been here for like 20 minutes already and he's just been laughing. Like, just anything freaks him out. But we're going to be talking about some crazy stuff today. So, how are things going with you at the moment? Because I know you're doing an apprenticeship, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you doing an apprenticeship?
Apprenticeship with Prudential.
Yeah.
Which is pretty boring if I explain it.
So accountancy, right?
Yeah, accountancy in a big Prudential.
So how come you didn't... I want to talk about this because we had Ellis on the show last time and we were talking about university and, you know, because he went to university and different things where it's worth going to university. Now, I think accountancy is quite an important topic, you know? It's a subject which is
pretty
quite...
boring topic.
It's pretty boring, but it's also, you know, it's... what's the word? It's quite a skillful thing. It's quite academic. My dad's an accountant, for example, which is kind of funny. But, so not going to university, like, why did you make that choice? Why did you feel the apprenticeship?
Money, basically.
For real?
Well, considering, what is it, like, I don't know how much does it cost to go to uni?
60 grand. 60 grand.
60 grand. I'm going to earn 60 grand in those 3 years. So it's like 120k swing. Like,
that's pretty mental when you do it.
120k, I could... That's like...
So it's a new Lamborghini, yeah?
Okay, yeah. Audi R8, Audi
R8. All right. I like that.
2 Audi R8s.
One for me, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. So, you take that 120k swing and you get trained, don't you?
Train?
You get trained up while you're doing this.
Yeah.
So how long is it? Is it 3 years or is it 1 year?
15 months.
So it's 15 months.
So ends in January next year.
Okay, and then at the end of January, what do you... Do you get a job or then do you have to go and find a new job?
Hopefully I get a job.
Okay.
If they offer it to me.
Yeah, and you're on a course with multiple people?
There's 3 of us doing accountancy.
Okay, so they train all 3 and then do they pick one?
No, we're in separate teams, so technically all of us can stay.
You can all get hired, so there's no competition there.
No,
okay. And how old are those guys? They're like the same age as you?
17 and 21.
Okay, so they're young
as
well.
One of them did go to uni, actually.
One of them went to uni? And
she's done both.
Was she still at uni or she's finished uni?
No, she just finished uni.
Oh wow! So and
she did uni at geography, and then she comes out and does accountancy.
That literally just shows you university, man. I know how important that is, but you can switch it up, which is kind of cool. So yeah, so university, and then yeah, okay. So with the apprenticeship, then, so you planning to go like long term with that, like with a job afterwards? Is that what you're looking to go into at the moment?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
that one I'm good at.
That's what you enjoy.
Numbers.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. Because what did you do for A levels?
Maths, further maths, economics.
Damn, this guy.
Maths.
Damn. And how did you like find that? Because I remember when I went to school with you and I felt like now you're like so much more motivated. I think, I don't know, is it the money or something? But whereas like at school, I thought you weren't motivated and maybe it's because of the school system or whatever. But now,
like you have to go to work. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, no.
Whereas
I
never went to school, did I, realistically?
Let's be honest. Hey, if there was an 11 o'clock class, he wouldn't be turning up.
Yeah, I was there like...
It's like, 12 o'clock and after, you'd be there.
Every now and then.
Yeah, but I suppose there's not someone who's actually going to be on you and you're not going to have any risk at school.
No, but apprenticeship, you can't work.
Whereas apprenticeship...
It's the real world.
Yeah, it's the real world. And if you lose that job, then you're in trouble, you know? So I suppose I suppose at uni, I could see you like slacking, you know? Because you don't have to be a lecturer, let's be honest, and you can just chill. So like, yeah, no, I think apprenticeship's good because getting in the real world and you're getting paid, like that must be motivation.
It's a lot of money. I like it.
Yeah. You saving that at the moment or?
Saving for travelling, hopefully.
Saving for travelling, yeah.
I've
only
been to Germany twice since I'm...
Yeah, man. So tell me about Dortmund. You went to Dortmund, didn't you?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Craziest atmosphere I've been in, for sure.
Yeah? What's it like then? Con.
The loudest thing I've ever heard.
Loudest, really.
It was just them booing. They conceded.
Do you know, he went to the game, what was it, 3-3?
3-0, they lost on penalties.
3-0 and lost on penalties. What was the atmosphere walking out of the stadium after a loss on penalties? That must have been...
It was tough.
Fucking...
I've had memories of penalty losses.
Damn. Yeah, I... Redden. Oh, God. That was the deadest game. But, yeah, you got called out, wasn't it? We had Ellis on last week. So, what did you have to say to Ellis about that penalty?
It was a massive dive, if we're honest. It was a massive dive.
Bradley Dyck.
He's just... He's a con man. Actually, I don't know. I don't watch Blackburn. But it was a dive.
All right. I think Ellis going
to
have...
But, to be fair... We do dive a lot. I'm not denying it.
Okay, just keeping it honest, yeah.
I believe that, and our fans get way too upset when our players fall over. So
yeah. To be fair, there we go.
Balance
he's kind of balancing it out for us then. All right, that's good. So something pretty interesting about yourself, which I didn't even realise like for quite a while actually, is that you're a celiac.
Yep, I cannot eat gluten, wheat, barley, whatever, everything basically.
Basically, isn't it everything that goes into like breads and. Like
beer,
that's the loss. No, so like basically you're gluten intolerant,
mm-hmm.
and then there's other stuff as well with that.
Well, that kind of covers most things. Wheat, gluten, yeah, barley, it's all the same shit.
Because for me, when I found out about this, it's like a completely new thing. It didn't even enter my mind that was something that people had. And like, how do you like go about life? Like, because obviously it sounds like really stupid when I say it like that, because it's like, well, we just eat different things. But like, how many things can you not eat? Like, if you go to restaurants and stuff, because I've been with vegans and that's a struggle. But going to like, how do you find it?
I open the menu,
yeah,
and I go to the steak.
Literally, yeah.
Chicken maybe,
yeah.
But pretty much 90% of what I eat out is steak.
Yeah, because
steak and chips.
You can't have burgers.
No.
You can't have pizzas.
No pasta.
Can't have pasta.
No.
Guy on the menu. He's looking at the menu and like, no options.
Steak. That's all you need.
But you got a steak. But do you have to be careful as well if they cook it and they mix it with gluten and stuff?
It's more with chips that are a problem. Steak's just meat. It's fine.
So what's wrong with the chips then? Because they got potato.
They like fry it wrong. They fry it worse.
So what? And then it gets mixed in with things,
mm-hmm.
and then you can't eat it. Damn. And you can't eat... What chocolate? Can you not eat chocolate? I suppose you can't eat some chocolates, can't you?
Biscuits, like Twix.
Biscuits, shit. Your Twix, and like Maltesers. So you can't eat all of that. Damn. And have you... So obviously we're going travelling.
Yeah, that is a concern.
I mean, you've got to feel sorry for me now. I'm not going to eat anything nice. We have to go to these gluten-free places.
I'll just watch you eat.
Imagine that. It's bad enough if a dog watches you eat, you feel guilty. If I'm watching, you're watching me eat and you've got nothing, I'm going to feel so bad. I don't know if I can do that.
I'll just get some chips, you know.
You get some chips, okay, nice. Yeah. Alright. But what happens if they're not cooked right? Or you can go to hospital Romania or something. So how did you find out you were a celiac? Like, how does that even happen?
I was born with it, so.
Well, yeah.
And I was about a year old.
Yeah.
And I was violently ill because.
Wow.
Well, you don't. When you have it once, it's like you throw up a lot, that's about it.
Yeah.
But when it happens, like for months on end, like it gets pretty serious. So I was in hospital, I was like, I know I'm probably like a bit underweight now.
Yeah.
I was like threateningly underweight.
Really?
And I was like, I wasn't saying I was close to dying, but.
Kind of like you were
critically
at risk.
Ill.
Yeah. So you're in the hospital, 1 year old. What do you remember?
It was pretty tough.
Pretty tough times.
I didn't know what it was because it's kind of hard to diagnose.
Yeah, so is it a rare? Is it rare? How rare is it?
It's not that rare, to be honest.
Is it not?
I know quite a lot of people don't have it. It used to be not that publicly spoken about, I guess.
Yeah, because you're the first person I've ever
But now it's I think, quite common, I guess.
Yeah,
you see it a lot in restaurants more now.
Yeah, so is it more on the menus now?
Yeah, it's better, but I still go for steak.
You still don't take that risk, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. And then, so 1 year. So for that whole year of your life, were you just not eating anything? Because your body...
I was eating, I was just throwing up.
So were you not taking anything in?
I guess not, no. Apart from the gluten-free stuff.
So you went a whole year without eating?
Apart from gluten-free stuff. Whatever.
Until they clocked on that you weren't eating.
No bread for a year.
Yeah. So when did... when they found out then they started giving you the right stuff.
Yeah, then I fattened up.
Then you fattened up. Come back now. No, that's crazy. So, yeah, so... With that, how do you how does that like? So it's like such simple things I'm thinking about right now, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. Like there's so many things I eat that have those things in it.
I eat pretty much the same stuff all the time. I don't have much variety.
Yeah, I suppose there's less variety there and stuff, but no,
and it's expensive.
Yeah, that was the other thing. If any of you have ever gone down the celiac aisle, the gluten-free aisle in any supermarket, okay, let's be honest, it's straight up depressing.
It's expensive. It's like three times the price.
But it's also depressing. Like, you should see the packaging. It's all like bland, grey. They definitely put it.
I can't afford it.
Hey, they definitely put it in the darkest corner. Yeah, imagine if you went to uni, your student loan, you'd be needing something special. Yeah,
just get me a triple loan.
Literally, because how much is bread? Like, how much extra is it?
It's like, how much is your bread like?
This is bad. This is awkward. Is that a pound?
Yeah, I think it's like
cheaper.
£2.50 to £3 for like the same.
It's like 2-3 times more.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't pay for it, so.
Do you get allowance from the government? So I feel like you do, maybe. I feel like I've heard that somewhere.
I think you get like, you can get prescribed free stuff. But oh,
okay.
I don't
so
do
it's coming in nice now.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
That was like when I was younger.
So what, you'd get like almost like a thing.
You get like loaves of bread.
Oh, really? What, did you go to the pharmacy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think it was.
You went to the pharmacy and they were just like, oh, my prescription's some loaf of bread. And they'd just some bread.
I was like 10. I barely remember, but I'm pretty sure that's exactly
what that's crazy. If I was in the pharmacy behind someone in line and then the guy's like, brings out some bread. I'm like, can I have some of that, please? Like, what do I need to do to get that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's a stupid question to ask, but like, nah, it's just, how it tastes, like, I can't really ask.
I can't compare
you
it.
You can't compare.
I mean, mate, I've had people eat mine.
What's their opinions on it?
They don't think it's massively different.
Yeah, is it like, I don't even know. I don't even know how it's done. I've got to try some. Yeah, I need to try some.
It tastes like bread.
Yeah. So it just tastes, to you it tastes like bread. So do you eat pizza ever? Like, for example?
Actually, I had one 2 months ago.
Yeah?
It was gluten-free and I threw off a lot.
Really? Didn't like it?
It wasn't gluten-free.
Oh, it wasn't gluten-free?
Well, no, it said it was gluten-free and it wasn't.
Do you know what? That's like that thing. What was it? In Pret. Is it Pret, was it? The sandwich place.
Oh, yeah, Pret, I think.
Yeah, it was Pret. Yeah, there was that girl who unfortunately died because they didn't give her the allergens things.
Seriously?
They got, yeah, they messed up again. Oh. So they told her that it was one thing and then unfortunately she had like a reaction to it. So, so what happened? So you were there.
It was like, no, it was literally like an ordered one. So it had a packaging that said gluten-free, like officially.
Oh, really?
But it clearly wasn't because I hadn't eaten anything else that was abnormal. And I was proper ill.
Can I ask where that was from?
I don't know. I think it was like
he's covering whoever it is.
One
he's covering
the
asses
ones.
Now. One of the ones?
One of the big four, probably.
The big four. One of you need to check your gluten packaging. I'm calling you out on this because this guy, he may not have been in this podcast. He's trying to sabotage my podcast. That's what they're trying to do. Big four. No. So that's crazy. So non-gluten. Were you kind of like angry at that though? Because if it's me, I'd kind of be
just ill. I was just like,
yeah. So how long are you ill for? Like, so you throw up, obviously, get out of your system, and then it's like,
yeah. Well, depends. It can be worse.
Like, yeah.
Pringles decided to change their.
Mm.
They put gluten in it. Like, just
what?
Chill out of nowhere. I was in Peru.
This man. This guy. He's like,
I was at Machu Picchu.
Throw it in. Throw some more flexing. Keep it going. Keep flexing.
I was at Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
I bought Pringles for the train ride back. We walked up to it and then trained back. And I was just like throwing up the whole way back. It was
At least you were doing the hike. Because you did the hike, didn't you? You hiked up, didn't you?
Yeah, we hiked.
So it was on the way back you got ill.
Yeah.
That's a relief. Could you imagine throwing up on the way up?
My mum was proper ill.
The altitude.
Yeah, it was like 5,000 meters up, it was pop.
Damn. So yeah, so now, can you not eat Pringles at all now?
No, I haven't eaten them since. That was the last time I ate them, it was about a year and a half ago.
Pringles. Gluten-free Pringles.
Only the original ones.
At least, they need to bring some out, some gluten-free ones then. Because
mm-hmm.
That's like, I think that's really annoying though, because like, do you know what they put in that was gluten?
Because all the other ones were always gluten. It was just the original ones I could have.
Because I know when I look at vegan people, when they eat certain sweets, I think it's like glycogen or something. I might have had that wrong. But I think it's glycogen is put into the Haribos and stuff. So they can't have them. So they have to have like things like Percy Pig things. But like, it seems pointless because you can make it just as nice and it's just put in a tiny bit. It's like a bit of effort. But then for Pringles to go and put something in, it seems kind of pointless.
It's intentional.
it's intentional. Intentional bias. But yeah, it kind of... I'm not out of straight meat because I like Pringles. Like.
Okay, but I don't... I've forgotten. It was
you already forgotten?
I think
that But yeah, no. So that's kind of crazy, like the fact that they put gluten in there after they didn't. But yeah, that's crazy. So, no, man. So it's kind of hard living... It's kind of hard. But you kind of get used to it, I guess.
No.
Do you know what would be interesting, though? So, in other countries, what's it like? Because obviously, I think in the UK...
It's much worse in other countries.
In the UK, it's all right. I'm sure in the US, it's also, you know, below more people.
They just eat
they eat shit.
I think I was there last year.
In and out.
We just ate out every night. I had steak every night.
That's good.
Do you not get bored?
Absolutely not. How can you get bored of steak? That's crazy.
Fair point. So when you're like Peru and stuff, like how do you even eat? Because when we go traveling, I don't know what I'm going to say. Like if you're collapsing and start throwing up, I'm going to worry. What am I going to do? So like,
it'll be fine.
How do you know? Like as in how can you, like what do you do like if you're in a foreign country?
Say sin gluten and hope they would understand you.
So sin gluten, what does that mean?
Without gluten.
Without gluten, yeah.
I don't speak Greek or Romanian though.
Yeah, so, Google Translate.
Yeah, just Google Translate it.
Yeah. And then I suppose, yeah, because like, they're not going to really be able, because obviously if they have food that's got gluten, they can't take the gluten out.
No.
So then you've got to just keep looking
around.
Just
whatever they have.
Yeah.
For the best.
But that's cool, but yeah. But so far, you've made it 18 years, so it's going all right.
Nearly 19,
yeah. And a celiac's still alive. Come back here, check in with us soon, and we'll keep an update on Alex and his health. No, we'll see. Europe, we'll see if he makes it back. But that's pretty mad. So, talking of Peru, that sounds super interesting. I remember when he told me this, I was proper jealous. He goes to me, I'm going to Peru to climb Machu Picchu. And I literally said like a month before that I wanted to do this.
That's why I went, just to annoy you.
He literally went and just booked it to annoy me. I didn't get the call up. And I was like, oh, man. I'm a camera ready. I literally bought a new camera, new lens. What?
It's a bit pricey.
A little bit pricey after the Peru. How many flights? You took like so many flights that holiday.
I think like 9.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And you went through a flight in a thunderstorm.
No.
Lightning storm? I swear you did.
So we were in Rio.
Yeah.
And it was like 8:00 PM. Yeah. And our flight was due for like 9 or 10.
Okay.
And it found out that in London there was a thunderstorm and our plane had been hit by lightning. Like in midair.
What happened to the plane?
So the plane, it was fine. But yeah. Because they have to do like these checks every time it gets hit by, apparently they have hit by lightning checks.
I mean, if I get hit by lightning, I'm not going to be just flying out to Rio
so
the next day.
So it was delayed by like 5-6 hours. So our plane was at like 3 and 4 in the morning.
Whoa, so you were just stuck in an airport in Rio.
Yeah, it was rough.
But you didn't actually fly through lightning at all, any point?
No, it was, well, when we got to London, it was a bit stormy.
But it was kind of gone. It was died down by then. Yeah, that's cool.
So bad.
Oh, okay. So yeah, and so what's it like climbing Machu Picchu? Because I don't think many, like it's becoming a lot more popular and a lot more well known now, I think. I do
think Inca Trail, yeah. Just climbing Machu Picchu is it's just a set of buildings.
So
the Inca Trail is like the walk.
Yeah,
to Machu
sorry,
Picchu.
Yeah, yeah. So you go, so it's up in the mountains, isn't it? It's up high. And how tall is it? It's very high up. Is it 5,000?
So the highest I was 5,000.
5,000 feet.
That was part of a different trail. The Salcan Thai part of it.
So I know, isn't there like a month trail and like a 4-day trail, and then there's like a,
so there's like a 4-day, which is the Inca Trail.
That's what you did.
We did 7. So we
did, oh, you did the 7-day.
We did 3 days of the Salcan Thai one.
Yeah.
Which is the mountain that's never been climbed before.
Oh, that's that mountain in the Andes. It's in the Andes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's in the Andes. So you start off on that mountain and then you branch out.
Well, we're not at the top of the mountain, obviously.
Yeah, going
to climb it.
Yeah, and you're like the first person
like,
to climb
it. Yeah, you're just coming up around there, basically.
And then, so it's 7 days, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, no electricity, right?
I got, I think, like the fourth day, I got the tiniest bit of signal.
Oh, really?
I got to mess with my friend to ask the Reading score. That was it.
Loyal Reading fan.
Got the tiniest.
What happened to your reception? What's the Reading score?
We lost, so it was pretty shit.
You probably wish you didn't get reception. No. But, so 7 days, so you're carrying everything on your back, okay?
Not everything. We had guys that carried, like, the tents and stuff, because there's so much.
Oh, so there's people who come up with you, like just tour people.
Like,
yeah.
People.
Do you have like llamas with you? Is that a stupid question?
We had an animal.
You had an animal. We're not.
I actually can't remember. That's crazy.
Because they have them. You know, they carry stuff. I've seen it on their backs and stuff.
Yeah,
and it was carry
out. Alpacas.
You had alpacas.
I think it was.
So you go out with alpacas.
Unless
that's awesome.
Or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's go with alpacas. We're going to call it alpacas because that sounds cool. So going up with alpacas, and then 7 days. So do you have lots of clothes with you, or do you just brave it out once?
Like, I had like 3 or 4.
3 or 4. There's no washing or anything. Do you wash it in a river, maybe?
I think fourth day when I got signal, I think we had cold showers.
Oh, so they have like little checkpoints.
It was like one checkpoint, but that was it. That
so
was,
you have one checkpoint.
That was the only toilet, like...
Yeah, and what do you do out there when you go to the toilet, okay?
You don't want to talk about it.
No.
It's fucking grim.
The viewers, they need to understand, because trust me.
I limited my toilet use, so I didn't have to.
You did?
Very much.
See, do you know what the one thing I'm scared about is? In South America, I learned this when I was young, and you can confirm this for me because I'm sure you did some research because I wouldn't take a risk out there. So I was told there's this animal. I mean, if someone's bullshit to me, now I'm just, this is really embarrassing, I'm going to expose myself. But I was told in South America, it lives in like the rivers, it's waterborne. And if you go for a piss in like water in a river or like a stream or something or a pond, these things they live in, I don't even know what to call them. But apparently they can, what's the word? They can swim up your piss. No, I'm not joking. They can swim up the stream into your, you know, your area. And then when it gets in your area, apparently it opens, it's got spikes.
I've never.
This is what I've been told. I may be completely chatting out of my ass, but I've been told this, and then I've been told that when you're in a South America, your toilet, you should always make sure it's like a stream. You don't move, so it's not a stream, so it's just like, that's what I've been told. It's pretty mental. Swimming up, that's what I've been told.
I've never heard that.
And, I mean, you've made it back alive.
Yeah.
In one piece.
We were in a stream once. We were walking up a stream, and I counted them, about 140 mosquito bites.
140
different ones.
Blimey, because it's hot out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
What temperature are we looking at?
Like 35.
35, and you're hiking up a mountain.
Some of it was like freezing. Like it was from like 10 in the morning to about 5 at night, it was boiling. Like
cold at night, yeah.
At night, it was freezing. Like, and below zero.
And you sleep in tents and stuff, and you camp up.
Freezing.
So how many hours are you walking for every day?
Probably about 7.
Roughly. 7 hours every day.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but in the altitude, and it's like uphill half the time.
No, I think 7 hours sounds like a lot for a hike.
It's tough.
That's long. And then you have lunch breaks, obviously.
Yeah.
So you do carry your food up there with you as well?
They carried like,
yeah,
the main, we carried like snacks, but they carried
so
like
what did dinners. You what did you have, like what kind of foods were you having for like, what were you eating, especially as a celiac? Even harder for you.
Had chicken, rice, I had rice.
Yeah, so did you have like a little stove thing where you cooked on?
Yeah, well I didn't cook on
TV. Yeah, you weren't cooking, but
rice was pretty much rice, my main, yeah, sauce.
No, yeah, that's cool. So well, 7 hours up there and it took you 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got up there to the top, that must have been kind of like bliss, like to work because it's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
Well, we had, so the seventh day,
yeah,
to get, because obviously it's like a massively busy place.
Yeah, no, it's packed.
We wanted
now
to be the first ones there, so we woke up at 3 a.m.
Oh, I know, so what
it wasn't as fun as
no, as a photographer, I love that.
No, it was quality when we got there, but waking up at 3, we had to queue, like, we couldn't actually go straight there, we had to wait for like an hour and a half, so we just woke up at 3 just to sit down and wait.
And we're in the queue, and then they let you in.
We walked for like 45 minutes, and then we were there.
Well, I have to ask you a serious question now. Answer to me is, okay, so as someone, I'm into photography, I always take those pictures. Does it look better or worse in real life than the pictures? This is what I have to ask.
What Machu Picchu?
Yeah. So you're standing there on that iconic place, there are two mountains and you've got the ruins there. Better or worse?
I would say it's definitely not worse. I'd say it's probably better. It's just, yeah, it's a bit surreal. Like, I've seen this in a picture.
And you're just crazy there, yeah. And what's it like? Because obviously in these pictures, you only really see certain angles. Like, what? Do you know what I have to ask this? Yeah, what's on the other side? I see this picture of this thing.
What, behind the mountain?
Yeah, what's behind? If you turn your head around, what's behind?
Oh, behind. It's, yeah, like a,
I need to know.
It's like a walkway and like a viewing area. Where the,
okay.
It gets really
big. And is it, do they have people working up there then to like limit people coming in?
Yeah,
or is it,
it's got to have like protection of it, obviously. It's like,
so do they have like a whole gating system?
I think they have like populate. They can't have too many people at once.
Yeah, no, I know that there's like a 2,000 people a
limit or something like
limit,
that.
Limit, I think.
They've got to preserve it somehow.
Yeah, 100%. And you'd have to walk around it as freely as you want?
Yeah, pretty much. You're not supposed to like jump on this.
Obviously, that's not. Yeah, you're supposed to like kick it down, but. So then you walk around. So how long do you spend there?
We spend about 2 hours, 3 hours.
I love that. He spends 7 days getting it. He's like, 2 hours, seen it. To be fair, it's not that massive, so it's, yeah, not a peak. But yeah. And then, so I know your family, some of them are really into photography and they took their cameras with them.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. So what did they do? Did they have a lot of batteries of them?
Yeah, I guess so.
I didn't even look into it.
Take because, the picture on my phone, that's about it.
Yeah, I know, but were they taking pictures the whole time or did they just save it to the
pretty
last
much
time?
You had to. Salkantay, I think, was better than Machu Picchu.
Oh, whoa.
That was the craziest thing I've been to.
What's that?
Salkantay.
Can I search? I want to see. I will put a picture on this so you can see if you're watching this.
It's probably not even that good. In person, it just felt ridiculous.
How do you spell it?
S-A-L.
S-A-L.
K-A-N.
A-M?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Salkamurgut?
N, not M.
Oh, N.
T-A-Y.
Oh, still an M. Search it up. Look at this.
T. As
you can see, my listening skills not on point. South and Ty. Whoa. I feel like I watched something about this as well. This is crazy.
Probably about those people that died trying to climb it.
So this is what you... Did you start out here?
Yeah, I think so. We were always like getting closer on the first night. We've like camped right at the bottom.
Wow, that's amazing. That makes you feel small, doesn't it?
Just woke up in the morning and looked at it. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is fucking why am I here?
As you just open your tent, you're just like...
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what though? That's the best place to have breakfast, I think. Come on. I don't think you can up that.
It was mental.
That is ridiculous. But yeah, so that's mad. So Machu Picchu, big recommendation then.
Talcantay, you can't miss that part of it.
So is the Talcantay one, that's the 7 day.
So that's, 3 days.
So usually the Inca, it's 4 days.
Inca,
And that's not the Talcantay.
That's not Talcantay.
So you recommend doing the Talcantay one.
It is, if you're scared of heights, it's rough because to get to the trail, you have to go on one of those, you know, those roads where there's like no, like the cliff.
Yeah, yeah, like the Bolivia, the death road one. Yeah, like
one of those. It was... Like when you're right, coming the other way and you're like,
you're on the edge of the cliff.
Right on the edge.
How far's the drop?
Too far.
Sizable.
Like, you can barely see the bottom. Like it's just.
And who's driving?
Just some Peruvian guy.
In a car or a bus?
It's a bus, like a massive bus. Bus is coming the other way, and you're like, you have to go like get out of the way of their way. It was tough. It was terrifying.
Do you know what?
I'm not even scared of heights.
The thing is, if I'm in a car, it's bad. Okay, it's bad. But at least I can bail. You know, you've got that exit. I'll definitely be sitting there on the side, like, ready to go. If there's a drop that big. But if you're in a bus and it goes, what do you do, man?
I'm not scared of heights, but that was just...
Yeah, so you're not scared of heights, and that put you... Okay, if you're scared of heights, maybe walk. Don't do it. Okay, so do it if you're not scared of heights. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. It's still worth it. That's ridiculous, That's crazy. And then, so I have to bring this back to the toilet thing. So what, do you just, like, crouch? I gotta ask, do you have toilet paper?
Just paper, yeah.
Do you have paper and you just go anywhere, basically?
I didn't. I went once in the 7 days because I was just like, nope.
Reminds me of my brother. He's gonna be angry with me for saying that now, but if you don't want to go, just hold.
I couldn't do it. It was just, I needed it at one point. I was like... I don't want to talk about this. It was not a pleasant experience.
It was not pleasant. Alright. Well, I do want to do this at some point in my life, so...
What, shit outside?
No, that is not my ambition in life. Although, we're all animals, no? We're all living here. I suppose it's natural, isn't it? But no, I definitely want to climb it, so... Oh, now I want to do the Talcantay thing, but that...
I've got to
brave the bus. It'll be okay.
Just sleep.
You
may never wake up.
Great. I'll picture myself going to sleep. Yeah, brilliant. So that's mental. Talcantay, Peru. Where else have you been? That's super cool. What's the other? What would you say the coolest place? I know you and your family did a lot.
Coolest place I've ever been.
Cool trips. Yeah.
Well, Talcantay is definitely the coolest place I've ever been.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Anywhere else coming in close second, or is it pretty much up there?
Christ the Redeemer was pretty mad.
Oh, yeah, because you went on a little weird thing round there, so you saw a few other places,
So I went to the Amazon, Christ the Redeemer, the
waterfall. Is it big? It looks... Obviously, in photos, I don't think... Yeah, because I want to ask you about the Machu Picchu. I think certain places and landmarks and certain images, they look really, like, great in photos, but then when you go there, they just don't live up to the hype. I think sometimes I see it and I go... Wah!
I think it's definitely smaller than you think.
Oh, really?
But
it's
still surreal, like...
Yeah.
I didn't even know we were going... We just got on a tram, because I'm not organising or doing anything. We just got on a tram up towards the top of the mountain. I didn't know where we were. I get out, and I just look up, and it's just there, like, 20 metres away from me. I was like,
damn.
Fucking hell.
And there are a lot of monkeys around there, because I remember they would have monkeys and stuff, stealing people's stuff. No,
I didn't see any of that.
Oh, alright.
It was pretty...
But yeah, so, like, there's a lot of places you go to, and you think the picture doesn't do it justice, and there's other places you go to where you think the pictures
do. It was surreal.
It's surreal,
but it's definitely not as big as I thought it would be.
Have you been to Egypt? Have you been to Egypt? No, because the pyramids of Giza, so I really want to see.
Let's go.
I need to get some peace together, though. Guys, if you want to donate, I'm joking. Watch and share, and we'll go to Egypt. But I do want to see what it's like, because I've been told they're massive, they look even. Apparently, pictures don't do them justice. That's what I've heard. There's other places I've been to where you see a picture of it and you go there and you're just like, I thought it was better than this. You know what I mean?
Stadium.
Pardon?
Medeski Stadium.
No, that's true. No, but yeah, no, those kind of things, that for me, no, that's crazy that those are cool. No, that's brilliant, yeah. Okay, so travelling a lot. Do you know what? So I know you like a lot of those things like Yes Theory and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Doing best YouTube channel right there. I'm not gonna lie, their stuff is brilliant.
You're not gonna be upset I didn't say yours.
No, I'm not gonna be upset. I might be upset in a minute. No, but I think honestly they're doing some really great stuff, especially the way they, I love the spontaneity of it all, and I like how they're kind of trying to influence other people to do good things, and I think that's really cool. And it gets me onto this thing, like, with life, and, like, you travelling a lot, and I think you're quite a logical person. I mean, looking at those A-levels, maths, further maths, physics, I think that...
Physics?
Sorry, not physics, economics.
Sat next to you, come on.
I think that makes you a very logical person, and I think, like, how does that... Do you think that changed your perspective? Like, I'm guessing you're not very religious.
No, atheist.
You're a complete atheist. Mm-hmm. And so do you, like, not believe in, do you have no belief in God?
No, not particularly. I guess if I was forced to be, I could be agnostic. I can be open-minded.
You can be open-minded.
Sure, but I don't believe in it in general, no.
Okay, okay. So what happens if you, would anything be able to, and you, would you have to, like, a personal experience to change that?
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't see what the experience would be.
Yeah, see, like, for me, I'm like, so agnostic is one where you don't know.
Yeah, basically.
So I'm definitely agnostic. I'll tell you why. So I don't really believe in God. Like, I haven't got enough evidence, personally.
No evidence, so.
all right. But there's no way I'm ruling it out because there's no evidence for it either, really.
Well, there's science.
There's science, but why? Like, a lot of people argue that God created... the universe, he created the Big Bang, he created science. That's I'm just saying, that's like a progressive view, and it's interesting, and the thing is, it's crazy when you say that, I'm not gonna lie, but do you know what my biggest fear is? I'm gonna die, go to God, and he's gonna be like, you didn't believe in me, hell's over there, you know. Whereas if I go to him, I'm agnostic, I never say you're not here, I just didn't know, there was no clear signs. You didn't make it obvious. I mean, I'm sorry. I never said you didn't exist. I just didn't know you did exist.
As far as I know, he's supposed to be forgiving, so that's what I hear. I heard he's a forgiving person. So
okay, I like that. So you're always going to tell him, like, I heard you're forgiving.
Yeah, you kind of have to let me in.
You probably shouldn't have said that on a podcast now, because more people are going to be taking that line before you.
Taking what?
That line.
Do
you think he's going to allow that many times? Yeah. What happens if, like, hundreds of people do it now?
Oh, he's got to forgive us unless he wants to change his moral, his views.
Ooh, okay, okay. Oh, I like that. So, what do you think it does happen then? So, no God. I've never asked you these questions, so I'm really interested to see what you think, because I think you're very logical.
Nothing. Pretty much.
I think that's a fair point. Like, I mean, it's not incorrect, I guess. And are you like, you know, stop me if I'm going too deep here, but does it, like, worry you at all, or do you just think that's fine, that's the way it is, that's natural?
No, I don't really care about death. I mean, don't think if I'm, like, in a dangerous situation, sure, I'm not...
You're not, like...
Prone, I'm not immune to nervousness or whatever.
Yeah,
but I'm not necessarily scared of dying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's cool, because I'd say I am, to be honest with you, to an extent, and it's something I haven't come to terms with just yet, because I think it's quite a big thing, you know? And I think it's good, though, to an extent, so do you know what I think? Yeah, I think there's certain people you have who aren't even aware. I don't even think about it. And there's people, like, probably more like to myself, who think about it too much.
Well, there's people that just, they worry about dying, but don't actually live.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, do you know what? I think it's great, like, if you think about it enough so you think, right, I need to make the most and do good things, mm-hmm. but it's when you think about it too much that it stops you doing good things. And if you just
let it go by, basically. You just take a job you don't care about.
Yeah, 100%.
Just to get money. Just to get a house, basically.
Pretty much,
just
like...
Just comfortable.
Yeah, and then there's people like that who just go through it and don't even think about it, and 8 years later, they're like, oh, shit. I didn't see that coming.
Not even 8 years. For most people, it's like 40, 50, 60.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah. Old people, like, what is it, like 95% of them regret what they didn't do over what they did do.
Yeah, but they don't die at 40, 50, though.
No, I mean, like 40, 50 years, like, from 20 to, like, whatever.
They
just let life go by.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that's going to change though now with social media and YouTube and all this.
Hopefully,
yeah. So, with that, so what would your message be then? Just do what you want to do.
Do whatever. I don't want to just be cliches.
Yeah, no, but it is cliche, isn't it?
But
yeah, no.
You should 100%. If I want to go do something, write it down and I'm going to do it eventually. Ideally, you do it in the next 2 years, otherwise it just gets away from you, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've written down everything I wanted to do and I'm going to do it by the end of 2020.
You're knocking them all off now. What's the best thing you got down there?
I think skydiving is definitely...
Skydiving, yeah?
That's definitely one of those. Oh, it seems incredible.
So do you want to go... Where do you do it? Out of a plane with someone, like a tandem, or by yourself?
I'd probably first do it tandem, but I'd like to do it more than once.
You'd like to do it multiple times. Assuming you enjoy it. Assuming you make it to the bottom.
Yeah.
No. Touch wood. So skydiving, that's crazy. And you're going to do that next 2 years then?
I want to do it this year, to be honest.
Really?
Or the Euros next year.
Yeah.
That's one of my big 2020.
So how do you go about this? You book it and then do you have to go on a course or can you just go up and do it?
Well, for skydiving, I think it's a brief course beforehand for a tandem one. For a solo one, you've got to be more.
With a solo one, yeah. And you're not really afraid of heights, obviously, so it doesn't bother you too much, yeah.
I love planes, so just jump out of one, it's fine.
To be fair, I think that's really a cool thing to say. You jump out of a plane, you know? I remember watching Will Smith thing. And he was saying that the best things in life are on the other side of fear.
I watched Will Smith uploaded a video today about jump skydiving.
Yeah? No, I know he done...
His wife... It was on his bucket list, his wife to skydive.
Oh, really?
She was terrified of it.
That's correct. Did she do it?
She did.
Wow.
She loved it, funnily enough.
That's the thing, though, with these things. I do think it's almost that relief and that why was I so scared thing that makes things so good. And I think that's the other thing when people are saying about death, you're so nervous or worried about it, then you kind of don't focus on what's going on now. And I think definitely doing things like that really make you present. I think the best things in life are the things that make you the most present, make you the most focused, and 100% make you feel alive. And I think I think it has to include risk. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
High risk, high reward. Sometimes, and obviously, I think there's controlled risk. Certain things like skydiving, I think is controlled risk.
Yeah, not I don't know.
Not like
for cliff.
Not like, hey, whoa, what into?
What? I didn't mean just kidding yourself.
That didn't sound good. But I think with things like skydiving, you're trained up professionally. You'd go and with a professional. That's fine. But if you're just doing it by yourself or just trying something because you think it's cool and you haven't even thought about it through, that's kind of that's when it's dangerous. It's
dangerous, but.
But if you're a professional,
if it works, it's probably the most.
Yeah, fun. Yeah. And you know the other thing as well? It's crazy. I was reading this and it made me really think. What do you think of Nightscape then? The stuff he does. Do you think that's dangerous or do you think that's...
It's obviously dangerous.
Obviously it's dangerous, but do you think it's controlled danger? Do you think it's controlled recklessness or do you think it's just...
Well, I think it's as an outsider, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
But for them, it's probably walking across just...
Like Monday.
It's just chill. Obviously people die doing that.
100%. And I tell you what, I read to me, he wrote, and he said, driving a car is dangerous, but once you've done it enough and you've been taught right, you don't even think it's dangerous. Car accidents are more frequent than plane accidents, for example.
Literally.
Yet people are more scared to go on planes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a really good point for me, because I was whoa,
It's like phones, Neil deGrasse Tyson, I think it was, and it's very exciting. But
no, I love Neil deGrasse.
He has an iPhone, and this guy was calling him. I was like, "Why don't you have a case?" He said,
"Because
I'm so used to." He was doing this with it, he never drops it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said instead of wearing a case, he's changed the risk. So to the point where
it's
more dangerous for him specifically, whereas it's not dangerous for someone else.
Yeah, because he's used to holding his phone,
which is Nightscape.
Yeah, yeah, I think
it's not dangerous for them.
Holding phones, walking around the edge of buildings, a little different, but
it's
kind of the same. But yeah, when he was saying that, I was damn, that's a very good point. He's been training for doing this, and therefore for him, it's not dangerous. Whereas if just me or you did it, that's kind of dangerous because we're not accustomed to it, we're not used to it, it's out of our comfort zone. For him, he's a bit uncomfortable, but not so uncomfortable as out of his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So he's controlled and he can do it. And I think what really put home for me is I watched him do some bouldering the other day on Snapchat or something on Instagram, and it was doing so. You haven't done rock climb, I don't think.
I have done a bit.
You've done bouldering in the climbing centres.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Anyways, like, you know, they have different levels, like VI 1 or 2 or something like that. But anyways, so I've done it and I can do like some VI ones. But I saw something in the story of him doing one of the hardest ones, like really technical stuff. And I'm like, you know what? This guy can do that. No wonder he can do these things because he's got that kind of skill and technicality. So he's not going to... Whereas for someone like me, I know if shit hit the fan, I'd probably panic and go. Whereas he's climbing, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He can get himself out of that situation. So I think with those things and risk, I think, yeah, don't... I think people get put off too easily sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
People don't evaluate it properly. And they don't go like, oh... this may be a risk, but the reward, and if I do it right, it's going to be, you know, it's a risk worth taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
can be dangerous, but
yeah, it can be dangerous, but like doing, it's really important that you do things
that you aren't comfortable with,
basically. Yeah, do things you're comfortable with, and do things that it's fine to be out of comfort zone, but just make sure that you feel confidence. I think if you don't have confidence, that's when things go wrong, you know, like, because for me, when I learned to do a backflip, for example, the biggest thing I learned was commitment.
Mm-hmm.
With a backflip, if you don't commit, you will hurt yourself. And people always like to me, well, aren't you scared? Like, if you do one, you might break your neck. You may mess up one time. I'm like, yeah, I think about it. But what's more scary is actually not going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen people do, I was learning to do this on a trampoline, I did this as well. When you don't commit, your body kind of like jolts and you won't fully go round. And then you're putting yourself at risk because you're going to land your neck then. Because you don't want to go round because you're scared.
Yeah, you like pull out halfway.
Exactly. And then that's the worst thing. You know? Whereas if you completely commit, worst thing happens is you don't come all the way round, but you're always going to come enough round, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not recommending anyone goes out and just tries a backflip. You need to try in a train or trampoline, and then go on mats and all this shit before you try it on the ground, obviously. But when you do it, it's so important you commit. So I remember I did one for the first time a few months ago. I hadn't done it ages. I did one. And I'm not going to lie to you, definitely to have enough rotation. It was definitely sketchy. But because I committed fully, I only landed on my like knees/stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So I got around enough. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas if I didn't commit, if I went... Because like halfway around, I knew I wasn't going to land it. I was like, yeah, I've not got this. So I just accepted it, went through with it, and then just waited it out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some most people, well, not most people, but people who aren't committed to it, they're going to go through, go shit, fuck, and then just pull out, and then you know, that's when you injure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with everything, it's like, it's such a thing, I think, commitment and... Going 100% in with things, like, you're going to have so much more success. Like, that's something I'd preach.
Yeah.
I commit, like, it's like penalties, you know, in football. The person who's the most committed and confident is going to score is the person who scores. The person who goes up worried...
You can see it. You see it. You just know.
England penalties. No, I take that back. Colombia, what you said. But, like, I do think that, yeah, I think it's more of a mental thing, isn't it? Penalties and stuff like that. It's like... the person who's mentally,
it doesn't even matter if they're a striker, like,
yeah, literally, because any footballer is good enough to score a penalty, let's be honest. Any footballer is
talented. 18 yards, you can manage it.
Exactly, it's all about the mental game.
12 yards.
Mate, you're like a football fan. What are you doing? You're gonna get roasted in the comments.
I'm a referee. I'm fucking,
it's a referee. Hey, FA, the box, Alex Squire, you need to retrain this guy.
The box is 18 yards.
Box is 18 yard box, yeah, 12 yard penalty. But no, that's mental. So, and then the other thing, coming back to that whole live thing, I think, do you know what's interesting? I'm kind of excited.
For what?
No, I'm not excited for death, because that sounds kind of, that sounds a bit boring.
Excited for life.
But I'm excited, I'm interested.
What, to know what happens when you die?
Yeah, I am. I can't lie. Because I've read the things that like you stay conscious to an extent, and there's all this soul stuff. I don't know what to believe. Because obviously that like, science says one thing, but then you're like, science is always changing. And the thing that gets me, the thing that I think about the most, I think, is if you were given, before you were born... If this is possible, prediction what was going to happen.
What?
How are you going to call it? Do you see what I'm saying? Or you don't understand the question?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
So, say, like... How do I put this? Before you were born, okay, so you had no idea this world existed. You knew what was going to happen. Literally, you knew nothing. Okay? Could you predict this?
Predict this being...
Like, this world, this life, just...
Not, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, that's there was no way you were ever going to predict this. Like, no one would even, like, if you had like odds on that, there's no odds. Like, you wouldn't even know. There'll be nothing.
I don't know about odds.
But why is that the same when we die? Like, no one knows.
Because we can't come back from the dead. Officially.
Who said we may not come back, we may go somewhere else.
Yeah, but...
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not been observed.
Like, you can't... It may not have been observed, but there's things you can't observe because... There's different dimensions and there's different... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I find it interesting because when I think about being worried about it, I think I may be worried about it now, but like, I couldn't predict this was going to come into being, what everything we're having right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way.
I could have predicted this in a million years. Obviously. And the odds of it happening are so small, but it happened. So, so how can I then go and look at death and be like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Yeah, this is going to happen. This is probably going to happen. Mate, we have no clue.
Scholar.
Do you know what I'm saying? We have no idea. Anything could happen.
What can you do?
What, nothing you can do is enjoy what we're doing right now, and then when we go there, I'm going to enjoy that adventure. If nothing happens, then, well, I'm disappointed.
You won't be disappointed.
And I'll be writing in a half a star complaint to life. 1 out of 10, don't recommend. But no, it's interesting though. It interests me because I do wonder. I wonder what happens afterwards, like, whether you go somewhere else or whether you don't. I think it's something it's interesting as well because it's something you can only do by yourself. And the reason I bring this up was because I heard this analogy once, which was a really, really powerful analogy, which was really interesting. Was, you know, the caterpillars.
I know of them.
Yeah? Being to Bruce, still knows what caterpillars are. There we go.
I'm in touch with nature.
Keeping it real. So there's three caterpillars, like a story thing, and you know when they go in the cocoon?
Mm-hmm.
So the caterpillars thought they died.
Yeah.
So the first one goes, and the other two are like, oh shit, he's off, okay? He's gone. So then they go and make a pact, they go, right, when I die, I'm going to come back and tell you what happened, okay? That was the deal. It's like a, you know, for church children. And then, so the second one dies, and the first one's like, oh, it's okay, he's going to come back and get me, no worries, chill. The second one becomes a butterfly, and obviously don't come back. So the other one's like, so then the final one dies, I say dies, goes into his cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes a butterfly. Now when he comes out, he understands why he couldn't come back.
Yeah.
Because they were in undergrowth.
Okay.
And so a butterfly can't get down. It's like a, obviously, like, it's just a theoretical story. So the other one's in undergrowth and he can't come back. And then because of that, so the message of the story, some things you have to go through by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But just because there's no, like, evidence or proof, you know, and no one can come back and give you advice and say this happens, this doesn't happen, doesn't mean it's all bad. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there are other dimensions. Like, they've actually proved that through science.
Yeah. The Good Place.
Huh? Yeah.
It's The Good Place.
I haven't watched it on Netflix. I've seen Avatar's film. I probably should be watching it.
Have you not watched it?
I don't know, man. My Netflix list. Yeah. I'm busy watching.
Select people go to The Good Place, which is nice. Happy days. Not money though.
But yeah, no. So, I think like what would be crazy is we switch. So just say like you're probably like nah. We could just say we switch dimensions into another dimension.
As you do
when you die. Let's just say that happens. Let's say you have a soul. I don't know how it works, but let's say you switch dimensions, and then that's your second life, and everyone who's died goes there. I'm just saying in theory. I'm not saying that's gonna happen, but. It could happen. Do you know what I mean? And it's like I'm just saying, like, from when you look at that perspective, that maybe when we die, we
do. Do we remember everything though? Because what if this isn't our first life?
Yeah. That's a very good question as well, I think. And I think maybe you don't remember it. Then are you the same person? Probably not.
No.
Do you know? I watched this. This is really interesting, actually. You know, like computer programs and robots and all this stuff.
I do know of them.
Have you heard about the whole thing about downloading your brain into a computer?
Kind of.
So this is an interesting thing for me. So I was watching this show a while back on Netflix. Travellers, have you seen it?
No.
It's alright. I'm not watching. I've kind of got gone off it a little bit. But anyway, so there's this girl and she has like some kind of issue, whatever. So what they have to do is, it's like a futuristic thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have to basically the consciousness of the person can move, basically. So what they have to do is they have to kill her. And then her consciousness is re-uploaded into someone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's uploaded, okay? Now, she's like, I don't want to be killed, even though my consciousness is going on, because she loses some memories. That's what happens. Yeah. That's the crux. So she's saying, I don't want to die because I'll be losing these memories, and then does that make me a different person? I'll be the same person I was like 5 months ago, which isn't me anymore, so I'll be dying. Yeah. And it's crazy when I think about that, because it's like, that's so true.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, so everything is so based on...
Your
your parents, and, like, yeah. If you're raised, you can be a completely different person.
So yeah, no, 100%.
It's not like you're fixed on anything.
Yeah, I think that's what I was wondering. Like, do you think, like, if we were uploaded into a simulation or a program, do you think you'd be you? So let's say right now you're uploaded into my computer, like, theoretically, would you be the same person? No. All your memories and everything.
All my memories.
Because, like, your consciousness, would you be thinking, like, you still, like, do you know what I mean? Would I feel you like know?
Tiny bit, but not.
Fully, because you're not you.
I'm not me.
Yeah. Not me. That's my interesting thing, because it's like, it was really interesting, because I thought it's about
too
that.
Too far beyond my...
You can't even grasp it, can you? No. It's too big to grasp. And I think things like this are really... especially with technology nowadays and the way things are going, I do wonder about that. And I think, Yeah, with that, it's just mental. It just blows your mind. That
wouldn't mind getting frozen.
Really?
Yeah, like freeze me. Yeah? Wake me up in 1,000 years.
What happens if they can't wake you up?
Well then, tough luck. I'm dead.
Would you do it if it was reasonable priced?
Oh, it doesn't have to be a reasonable price, does it? I'm going to be dead, so...
True. So would you put your money in that?
Yeah, I'm not going to have a will. So unlucky.
Are you not?
No, I will.
Oh! I thought that was a genuine thing, like you're not doing wills or something.
If I put all my money into it, yeah. No one would have any of my money.
That's true. That's interesting though, because I kind of get that. I am very curious, like, to see what would happen in the next 500 years, because obviously we wouldn't see.
Yeah, you'd wake up and it would be...
You'd be confused.
Oh, I hope so.
We may not be here. You may not wake up, like, bit...
The last person alive won't wake you up.
Yeah.
Just to procreate with you.
That's the thing. Because the thing is, I think as well, like, nowadays, we're really negative in our output. Do you think that?
In our output?
Outlook. In life. I think...
Well, yeah. Well, understandably, it's a pretty shit world at the moment.
Yeah, it's going pretty bad. Whereas, like... 100, 200 years ago, they were like, nah, it's about to happen, all this revolutions and stuff. They were like, you know, it's going to be mental. But yet, the thing is, what's funny is we're so bad at predicting the future.
We're just relying on Elon Musk, basically.
Elon Musk is going to bring us
to... He's going to be our hero.
I love what he's doing. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute, actually. I want to talk about that too, actually. But yeah, I think they were predicting everything to be so positive and amazing. And the thing is, even like in the 1980s, like Back to the Future, you know, those kind of things, they couldn't predict the future for shit.
But... It's pretty difficult.
Yeah, but that's what's interesting.
It's just overconsumption.
That's what's interesting, isn't it? Maybe if you do a cryosphere thing, I don't know if they work or not, but it would be interesting to see what would happen. What would you do? Okay, if you've got 100 years from now, what's your prediction? 100 years from now, that's what I want to hear. What's your honest prediction?
It'd be too hot, to be honest.
Yeah?
Climate change would have fucked us. Mm-hmm. It would be like too hot to live in like Albania or some shit. Well, that's the hottest country, I think.
Oh, really?
I think it's at the highest temperatures. So I feel like that would just be like uninhabitable in summers.
Yeah. What's going to happen to the population though? She's got 7 billion people. It's growing at the moment. Meant to hit 10 billion by 2050.
It all depends on Elon Musk, doesn't it? If he can take us to Mars.
So you're saying if we don't get to Mars, we don't like Stephen Hawking said, if we
not
don't...
Not in 100 years.
If we don't branch out, do you think we're at risk?
Not in the immediate future. Maybe like 500,000 years.
Do you... 500,000?
No, 500 to 1,000, sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bloody hell. Because humans have been around a long time, like a few 100,000 years, you know? Like our kind of like ancestry.
Yeah.
Do you think society will still be here in 500 years? Like it is today?
A poor version of it, probably.
Yeah?
More dictatorship.
Yeah.
By one person.
Mm-hmm. And do you think things are going to get better in life expectancy or worse?
Worse. Well, obviously it's going to get worse in the short term because... Well, not the short term, it'll get better because of like medicine improvements.
Do you think we're going to still have that when...
We overconsume way too much, so
yeah,
we just don't have enough resources to sustain 10 plus billion people.
Uh-huh. And because of that, you think... I feel like there's got to be a breaking point. I feel like we're like... I feel like right now, we're almost hitting the peak.
Like diminishing returns.
I feel like we're hitting the peak right now of like human life expectancy, human...
Just I think it goes slightly.
In these countries, sorry, in the better countries like UK, yeah. America, you know, Japan, USA. Germany, Australia, those kind of countries are really hitting the tops
now. MEDCs.
Yeah, you know, geography, shout. But yeah, no, I think we're hitting the peak. And I think, do you think we slowly go down?
Or? No, I think we'll slowly continue up for a tiny bit.
And then do you think we're going to like go down like this, like just like gradually? Or do you think we're going to drop?
No, we're not just going to drop.
No, because I'm interested in this, you know? Like, what happens if it gets too hot? I can't tell you scientifically, cause I'm not 100% sure, but they do talk about like, the grain...
It's growing great, though, if it's too hot.
But the growing conditions for food.
True, but...
Do we not run out of food? How do you supply food?
We're going to run out of food even if the climate doesn't change, because it's just too many people.
And how does that go smoothly? Like, millions of people are going to die.
It doesn't, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, millions already are dying. In like.
Oh, 100%, and it's a real problem right now. But... what I'm saying is... Sadly, it's going to eventually hit the populations where people don't think about it.
What do you mean?
So you look at these more well-off countries. I think it's when it's... Let's say we have enough food for people. When it starts to hit the... It's going to hit a point, I feel like, where the more like richer societies are going to start suffering.
Yeah, it'll be more equal, probably.
Yeah, but do you not think that could have like more drastic effects, like serious like civilization issues?
Yeah, 100%.
Because I do wonder if civilization would collapse. It's a very interesting theory, I think, when you think about it.
It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah. And do you think power will stay, or do you think it will kind of become like a...
Power?
Like, in terms of, like, government, police force? Civil wars, won't there? Or do you think it's just going to kind of go free-for-all? All the countries
seem to have civil wars. It will just be, like, everywhere, obviously, for war.
Yeah. And you think, yeah, so it's going to be more like a kind of, like, a war constant war zone slash survival zone, almost. You'll be have, you're just fighting for your life.
Hopefully it doesn't get that bad that quickly, but...
It's interesting to think about, man.
There was this TED talk about how some guy reckons we won't be able to sustain 11 billion people. And when would you say about 10 billion? Like 2050. So,
however, I do think it's going to start coming down slowly just because people won't have as many kids now and lots of other reasons.
Aging population.
Yeah, exactly. But I do.
But India's not helping that.
Oh, yeah, they're massive.
China's helping.
Yeah, one child policy. They went back on that though. 2 years.
It's better than India.
Yeah, no, but I do think that we may hit a point soon. I think the question is when. I don't think it's a question if. I think it's a question of when.
Yeah.
I think hope
not in my lifetime.
You think?
Yeah.
What? Not. I'll hold you on that.
I don't live for,
so. We'll see. When if it all shit collapses, I'll be calling up like, "Yo, I told you so, no."
I've been dead already, so.
But yeah, I'm interested. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I'm interested to see how I'm interested to see how we adapt to climate change and what happens and pardon.
We'll adapt when it's too late, probably.
We'll find
now
out.
Now's when we should adapt.
Now's when we should adapt, yeah. So, Elon Musk.
To make him the president, that's what we should do.
Elon Musk president.
2020.
Do it.
I thought you should start his campaign by now.
What do you... Go on then. What? Tell me what you have, your opinion, Elon Musk, then.
He's just a geezer, isn't
he? Yeah, but... So he's doing his...
What he's like the only one that actually understands what's happening and actually is trying to make a difference.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think his... Made his money, you know, PayPal and all this, and
he's got a lot of money, and he's just
Tesla and
he's
all that.
Actually all using it just to try and save humanity.
Basically. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, he doesn't really get backed. Like, he should be government funded. He should be funded for everything.
No, I think the amount of funding the government gives to like research things and in America and in the UK and trying to like promote growth and human sustainability is a joke. Mm. But they give them like a tiny percentage. Of what they spend on military and stuff like that. And I'm like, mate, you're spending US money on the military. Meanwhile, in 50 years, we're probably not going to be here because of you.
The US is just, they spend too much. They spend like...
It's ridiculous how much
they spend. I think they spend the most.
Yeah.
And then the next 25 countries combined.
Like, yeah, yeah, it is that. No, it's definitely that. Yeah, it's something crazy like that. It's ridiculous. And the thing is, what they spend on NASA, for example, is like nothing. It's like pennies. It is like pennies compared to what they're spending.
They don't seem overly interested.
No, not at all. Not at all. And... I think that could come back to hurt them, though.
The fact is, they spend so much on defences. All it takes is one nuke. They're fucked. Like, they can't defend against a nuke.
It's true, but... The thing is, I don't understand why they're defending themselves against us. Why aren't they not trying to help all of us?
They're just worried about North Korea, aren't they?
They are, but I think we've got to start... Like, we're all the same at the end of the day, and I think... Why are we so... Why don't we just come together and solve our issues?
It's not that simple, is it?
I know it's not that simple, but why are we worrying about all this defence stuff and not... I think this is the real issues creeping up on us.
Basically a first world problem.
Yeah, no, just, I agree.
It's not a big deal in the big picture.
Yeah,
big,
yeah.
Big picture.
No, 100%. But I do think you've got to preserve life for the future generations. I think it's really important that you live your life and the way we live our lives are aimed at making sure that the people in the next few generations, next 5-10 generations, will have a life that they can live. I think that should be the aim at the end of the day.
But
I think at the moment we're very selfish and short-term based.
Mm-hmm.
All about now and this kind of society where we'd like to take and have like instant gratification. And I think, yeah, Elon Musk, he's doing good things. Like with Tesla, electric cars, they're really starting to hit now.
Yeah, they just need to get cheaper.
No, they are expensive, yeah. But it's a good thing though. They're way cheaper than they used to be.
They need to be expensive so they can basically fund everything.
Yeah, but I think...
It's kind of hard because no one wants to buy them because they will be cheaper eventually.
No, that's true that. And I think like now, for example, a lot more electric carports popping up everywhere now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see them more and more at people's houses. There's petrol one down stations. The road. Yeah, petrol stations. There's one in the car parks now. I'm starting to see like loads of places people park their cars electric.
They need to become mainstream.
Exactly. And I think more companies are starting to get on it now. And I think the more we do, that is better for the future. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing he's doing SpaceX, obviously. I think that's really good because I think exploration like that is great just for humans in terms of finding out about ourselves. And yeah, moving to Mars. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, there should be, but it's... not going to happen in the short term, not in his lifetime anyway.
Because have you heard their predictions? Do you know what they are? So Elon Musk plans to be on Mars, I believe, by 2030.
On Mars, yeah, but not sustainably living there.
Do you think that will happen?
Not in my lifetime.
No, that will get to Mars.
That will get to Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Probably not a one-way trip.
I'm sceptical, you know.
Why? We got to the moon. It's only a lot further.
Did we?
That's probably for another day.
But I can say we went, yeah. I can entertain that. That's fine. Fair enough.
Of course we went. What? What, to the moon?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you think.
I think there's a lot of fishy things about it. I believe, I don't say we didn't go to the moon, but I do think there's a lot of fishy things around it, which probably could have been cleared up better to make it look less dodgy. It just looks a bit dodgy. I mean,
it'd be impressive if they faked it. It'd be incredibly impressive. It'd probably be harder to fake it than actually go there.
Really? Really? Come on, man. Have you not seen Photoshop?
They didn't have Photoshop in 1969.
Yes, but their technology the government had is always more advanced than the government technology.
I've watched videos on basically how the technology that they would have had to use to fake it just didn't exist.
I get what you're saying, but I just think, like I look at, I know nowadays, I'm saying nowadays, but I think at that time that was incentive to, so you never know. You never know. I'm not, I believe we went, okay? I would say that. I do, but I just think that the jury, there's enough things out there that I say, fair point. There's no answer to that. Why is there no answer to that? Which makes me, like, debate things, do you know what I mean? In my head.
Right.
Yeah. So there are things that make me debate things in my head about the whole thing. But yeah, no. So I don't know. It's just like, what
it
we
happened.
We went to the moon in 19. Yeah. Okay. So we went to the moon in 1969. Why the hell haven't we gone back?
We have gone back.
What, since 1970s?
1969. You said. I don't know. There's been like what 13 people. I don't know.
They cut it in 1980. They didn't go back, and they can't go back now because they lost technology.
I don't know.
They lost it all. How can you lose technology to go to the moon?
Is that true?
That's what they said.
I don't know.
They said they lost the technology to go to the moon.
Well, maybe they lost it on the moon.
It's just there.
Someone left it behind.
No, I've got no problem with them. Okay, I do have a problem with them losing it, but let's say they lost it. Okay, they have lost it. Okay, that's fine. Apparently. That's happened. How the hell can we not get back there? We've got smartphones now. We've got these
smartphones.
Computers.
Oh yes, we just.
We've got amazing.
Type it into Google Maps.
The point I'm making is we've made these developments. Like you look at the smartphone, 1970. Oh wait, what smartphone? And now you look at it.
What?
That's the crazy
thing. I
know
what you're saying, but
no, I mean, you look at Elon Musk. Yes, Elon Musk. He's been at it now for like a few years, and you've already seen he's got self-landing rockets and everything.
The moon landing was ahead of its time. Let's be realist.
Yeah, it was. But Elon Musk now putting money in, and he's making mad achievements. But do you know what the problem I have with it now is? There's always doubters.
Well, obviously there's going to be.
Because it's so easy to fake something now.
Maybe he has.
Do you know what? Have you seen the video where he sends a car into space?
No.
Have you not seen that?
No.
He sent a car into space. I'll show you a picture. Like, the thing is, the problem is I can't look at this without thinking, is it real? Like, I think Elon Musk is legit 100%. I believe he did it.
Well, you can believe that.
I 100% believe he did it.
It just sounds sketchy. Even
it just...
It probably is real.
Hold on. I believe it because I don't think Elon Musk is out there to fake people. But this is the pictures, you can see them. I'll put it up on the screen now.
I recognise it.
You reckon that's real, yeah? I believe it's real. And I think if I don't, then I don't believe in anyone going to space if I don't believe it's real. It looks kind of, do you know what I mean? It looks kind of crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it could be faked.
But I also think, why would Elon Musk fake it? Obviously money, I suppose, endorsements, but I don't think he's about that. He's not about that. He's about doing he's real about, things yeah. and pushing boundaries and becoming, he's a real innovator.
So, welcome back.
Where did we go?
You went to fucking empty your nose.
Mate, we're shooting this still. I'm ill with hay fever. Yes, you can be ill with hay fever. Nah?
No.
Mate, it's ruined me. Nah. It's a February...
It ruins my eyes, not my nose.
February 28th, and I'm gone. So bad. The weather's been blessed, though.
Apart from today. It's been raining all day.
Well, yeah, that's why we're shooting a podcast.
Because it's raining.
That's what I thought. I'd do it on the day where it's not. I was well happy when it was like, yeah, we'll do it today. I was like, get in. Because we're going to do it yesterday. But yesterday was such a nice day. So I could just be outside.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
Beautiful day.
Too hot for me.
Talking a nice day. Summer's coming up soon. And we're looking to do a trip together. We're just looking at interrailing round Europe. which is pretty mental. I'm pretty excited for it. And yeah, what's your kind of expectations? Because how much have you done?
I've done not Eastern, basically.
Yeah. So
France, Belgium, Portugal, Spain. Not that much, to be
honest. Kind of some of the Western ones, but yeah.
The most basic ones.
So yeah, what's really interesting as well is, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but on Interrail, so it's a pass you really should look into. It's a global pass you can get. I think it's €400, I believe, for the 14 days? We're getting 200 one, aren't we? Or 300
one? Yeah, like 250 euros.
So we're getting one for 250 euros, which means you can travel for 5 days.
Seven days
on any train in Europe that we like. And then you can get one that you can travel 14 days on any train you want. And you can go 28 days. And it's really, really reasonable price. Honestly, really good price. And you can travel on any train in Europe. If you're from somewhere like the UK where trains are shite, they're not crap. They're actually really nice. And yeah, trains in England are a bloody joke, honestly. £60 to get to Leicester, £5 to get to Ukraine on a flight.
Mental. Did you even go to Leicester?
Huh?
Did you go to Leicester?
No, I was looking to book it.
But it's too expensive.
But I'm kind of, yeah, it's put me off. I'm like, £60, mate. I could go somewhere well nice for £60.
I literally got to the train station. I didn't know how much it was.
How much was it?
I typed it in with my rail card, like £80 to get to Sheffield. I was like,
did you have to pay it?
Gotta go to the training game.
Oh my God.
And then I get there, we conceded in 30 seconds in. Yikes.
that's like rough. But no, so we're going to be doing the Interrail. And yeah, any train you have, honestly, really look it up. It looks amazing. I'm going to be making a lot of videos out there, just producing content. I'm really excited, looking for some awesome photos. You ready to model, yeah?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Obviously, step it up. Perfect. Nice. But yeah, no, so the one thing that's really interesting, which we didn't realise, which pissed us off quite a lot, was we wanted to do Eastern Europe specifically, and for some reason, half the Eastern European countries aren't on it.
They're just dickheads.
I don't know why, they got closed rail systems or something.
There's just no trains in or out, they're just not right.
Yeah, you type it in when you're planning and it's just like, this area...
There is no train.
There are trains don't go through this area. And we're like, what do you mean? And it turns out you just literally can't get... I think the only way to go on their trains is literally to fly in.
I guess so.
And get a train from the airport around the country.
Apparently.
Which seems like a lot of effort. And unnecessary effort. And it also means you can't go to Croatia, because it just completely cuts off Croatia. Like, Croatia's like surrounded by these countries. Which is don't do trains.
We both been to Croatia though, so.
Yeah, it's true. But it's interesting that. So because of that, we're going to have to... We've got an interesting plan now. So we're going to Athens a few days. And then we're flying to Bucharest? No? Yeah, Bucharest. We're flying to Bucharest.
Yeah.
And then from Bucharest, we're training it all the way up through your kind of like central... Would you call it Central European?
Yeah.
Or Eastern?
Central.
It's like Central European. Austria. Czech Republic, Austria... Switzerland and all those countries, then heading back to the UK. And this would be pretty crazy. And yeah, what's your experience so far when we were looking and booking it and stuff?
It's going to be complicated.
I think it is going to be complicated, because you've got book train tickets and everything. I think definitely complicated, but I also think it's definitely 100% worth it. Like,
yeah, I
think experiences trump everything else.
100%. That's why I have so much money, because I don't like spending it on material.
Yeah, and I think that's really good, because it means that then you're doing stuff that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, rather than a coat that you're probably going to like not have in a few years.
Nice and cheap.
Nice and cheap. But no, he's an accountant, proper accountant over here.
I just don't spend anything.
Just budgeting now. But honestly, no, I think travelling and stuff is like 100% where it's at. And I think not enough young people... Sometimes it's not like... Do you think people do? I don't know. I think...
Well, travelling, huh?
Yeah.
No way. It's like USA, like... 30% of people have a passport.
Really? I think USA is big though. USA is the size of Europe.
But so it's like, there's not much in it, like, apart from the outskirts. Like, I've been to...
I'm not really in a position
I've been
to
two of the three relevant places. Like, there's only three really places.
What, New York, LA?
New York, LA and Miami. They're like of Florida.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it's pretty like bland.
Really?
I've probably been a bit harsh, but...
Just a little bit.
It's not like...
I think there's some nice areas, like Colorado, come on. No, I'm not going
to
have
compared
that.
To like Europe,
Colorado, Boston.
You can name like 50 places in Europe.
I think Europe's very different, because every place you go, each country culturally and the way the buildings are built...
Which
every,
is like USA.
You're like you're in a different country, whereas USA, I guess, everything is very... It's kind of similar in terms of
same
cultural
food,
building.
Same language, same...
That is true. The culture is completely the same. I say completely, obviously.
So
I'm going to get
that's
slated because East and West
is
different. But there's a similar... The culture is... Compared to Europe, where it's different languages, different like religions, different people, ethnicities, all this, it's very, very different.
The fact that none of them travel, it's just...
Yeah, it's hard. It's quite hard though if you're in America to come to Europe.
It's just expensive, but like, it's still worth it.
Yeah, I agree. It's worth it, definitely. But like, I still think if I lived in America, I'd travel around America.
And you've got South America.
True, but South America's still far.
Yeah, but it's not that far. Just like. Go to Mexico.
Yeah,
go
no.
to Honduras. Go to.
But I do think people Honduras. Traveling is amazing. And I think seeing. I definitely think that's one of the things I want to do the most. Is just see the most places.
I want to go to everywhere, every country.
How many countries are there?
197. Dang. Should we just knock them out? One by one.
I know you're too impressive. He knows like every capital city in the world. Like, right now here, not rehearsed. I'm gonna name a capital city, and I guarantee you'll get it right. Like, guarantee.
I bet I don't. I've won it now.
What's the bet? Yeah, I'm literally. Alright, let's go with Swaziland.
Swaziland.
Yeah.
They changed their name to Eswatini. But it's Mbabane, or however you pronounce it. I can spell it, but I can't pronounce it.
There's a country, yeah? Palau. I know that country.
Palau?
Yeah, the really tiny one.
I don't want to pronounce it. It's like, it sounds really bad. It's like Ngerulmud, so it sounds like really bad, like Nizhurumud. Nizhurumud. You give me the worst ones.
Yeah, it's so jack. Just
look it up, it's dodgy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got it. Damn. Nizhurumud. Yeah.
I can't pronounce that. It's weird.
That's crazy. That's amazing. And then, well, hey, okay, one more. How about? I'm gonna search up. I want to make it hard, man.
That was
because I've done this with him before, and like, I mean, like 20 other people, and he knows everyone. We couldn't find one.
That was a pretty good one.
Rare country.
You probably name a country that's not even considered a country, so.
Oh no, rare country. Here we go.
Rare country.
God, just quick.
Medium rare country.
Give me a medium rare country. I need a really rare country. Oh no, it's called music now. Damn. Rare country place.
Just look up on the map.
Oh, that's a shout actually. I'm done. Alright, here. I'm gonna do like a geoguesser thing. Yeah. Hold on. I'm just gonna like close my eyes, spin it around.
It's gonna be like the UK.
And just click on it. Oh, I clicked on Mexico.
Mexico City.
Hey, no, that's too easy. We can't be having that.
So,
yes. I'm going to pick an island. I'll pick a tiny little island. Where's the capital? Is the Solomon Islands a place?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the capital there?
Honiara.
Fuck.
Can you even check that?
Honiara?
Yeah.
I allow that. This guy.
Does it say it?
Yeah, it's right there. Honiara on the thing. What?
I want to go there. You can fly to Nauru. Nauru is like really
How much is to fly there, though?
So expensive.
Yeah.
Just to fly to Nauru, just from there, is like 300 quid return.
I mean, I think plane tickets and like low-key trips, small trips, are really good. But then when you go fast...
Yeah, Europe, well, Ryanair, EasyJet and Wizz Air are like the only cheap airlines.
Yeah, they're doing it well. How the hell do you memorise so many country places?
I don't just know.
You just know them. So, do you actually want to nail every country?
Yeah. Apart from... I think some of them...
What's your opinion on North Korea?
Yeah,
this is. I want to get into this. Let's go into this.
That's the problem. That was one of the main ones.
Other North. What about Afghanistan?
There's like Syria. Like,
yeah, Syria.
Just like pop in, pop out.
You realise. Okay, so this is another thing. You can't go to certain countries and then go to America. Because of this
I've been to America so far.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think that's interesting. But yeah, Somalia. Would you go to Somalia? No, it's pretty dangerous down there. Yeah,
just pop in.
When you say pop in, this isn't that house, mate. He's going to like cross the border, cross back. Does that count? Does I that really count though? Maybe, what counts as visiting a country?
Well, that's the thing. People say you have to stay a night, but I've been to Argentina. Like, I didn't technically sleep there, but like I spent a full day there. I saw one of the like craziest things I've ever seen. I've been to Argentina. Like,
you did to Buenos Aires?
No, I went to Iguazu Falls. It's that mad waterfall. Okay. Like, I've been there. You can't.
Okay, tell me this then. It's like, I don't class myself as being... I've never said I've gone to Paris. I just say I haven't gone to Paris. However, I have been to Paris.
In what way?
Because I've driven through it.
Yeah, driving through it's more scary.
Like, but the thing is, we went past it. I saw the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. Like, from a distance. But we literally just drove straight through it. So, like, does that count?
I guess, well, you technically have been there, so...
So, technically, I've literally been on the streets of Paris. I haven't, like, actually got out of the car, but I've been there.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Does that count? That's
borderline.
Because that's the thing, and I can just say, like, it's like saying, like, obviously flying over a place. Like, okay, I have a friend, he's been to the Spanish Madrid airport. Has he been to Spain? He never left the airport, he just flew in.
That's what I'm doing.
Chilled in the airport,
I'm
and then went off. Does that count, though? That doesn't count in my eyes.
If you leave the airport, sure.
I think you've got to see something. I think you've got to be. You've actually got to see something.
You saw the Eiffel Tower.
Huh?
You saw the Eiffel Tower.
True.
What about if you have a meal and see something?
A meal and see something. A meal while seeing it. I don't know. I just think it's got to be more like you've actually got to like spend some time. I think you've got to be there for an hour and you can't be in like a building. You have to be outside.
I can do that then because I'll be in Madrid for like 7.
But you've got to be outside and you can't be in the airport. You can't be in airports, don't count. Train stations don't count. Bus stations don't count. None of this counts. You have to get out of the car. I don't care. You have.
We're like writing the rules.
Yeah, I think you've got to be there for at least longer than an hour. You have to be able to like, you know, walk around a little bit and you can't be inside. They're my three rules. That's my three rules. That is it. Three rules.
Okay, I can do that.
Just say that you've been somewhere, in my opinion.
I wouldn't actually just pop in like for 2 seconds.
And the other thing is, America. I've been to Boston once. Does that mean I've been to America? I haven't been to.
Yeah, you've been to America.
But I have been to America, I guess. Like I said, I've been to USA. So yeah, I suppose that counts. It's weird though, because I think America's so large, it doesn't really count.
It's pretty big. So but then, it's just a country, and you've been to that country, so.
So how many have you done so far? How many countries?
Not many.
Do you know what you should do?
I think I'm going to the same countries. I've been to Germany.
Do you know what?
Twice.
Guys, would you watch a YouTube channel where a guy travelled to every country in the world? I think that would be amazing.
Well, you can come if you want.
I'll come. But could
you have money?
Yeah, but like you should do that. That'd be crazy.
I'd have to.
How many likes would this video need to get you to do that?
2. I'll do it anyway.
To make the YouTube? To make the YouTube?
Oh, to make YouTube?
Yeah, to make the YouTube and make a channel where you go around the whole world, every country.
I don't need YouTube. I'll watch YouTube.
Come on, bro. Be inspired.
I'd have to go back to other countries though, wouldn't I? Just to
People are cool with that. People are cool with that.
I've been there.
Yeah, we know. It's on the podcast. Everyone knows. So how many have you done so far?
Not many, to be honest. Let me think. Like, less than 20.
Pathetic.
15 and 20.
Pathetic.
Not many.
To be honest though,
I'm going to Germany for like the third time.
We're going to know. How many more we're going to add on to that?
France like 100 times.
We're going to add a few on.
Oh, we're at like 7.
7?
I think so. What is there? Is Greece, Romania, Hungary, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Czech Republic. I feel like there's one more.
Austria?
Did I say Austria?
I don't know, maybe.
6 or 7.
6 or 7. So once you're done Europe, Russia is always massive. So you go to Russia.
I wanted to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, go in. So yeah, back to North Korea though. Okay, opinions on North Korea.
I don't know. If you go there, you have to be very monitored.
Monitored.
Yeah, you can't do anything without there. I wouldn't want to go there right now. I would make it my last country. It'd be number 197.
So you're saying on the vlog, it would be country 197, North Korea.
Just in case I don't come out. Like,
will we make it back alive?
Exactly. If I make it out dead, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, yeah,
If I made 197, that's calm. I can die there happily, knowing I've achieved everything.
Yeah, and do you think... What do you think? Like, do you know what I think? I love to go to North Korea because I just want to go to North Korea. It's crazy. Like, it was interesting.
You can't do anything.
It'd be interesting culturally, historically, I think, to go there.
It won't be, though, because it's so controlled.
But, hey, wait. I wouldn't go there because I believe going there would be supporting the regime. I don't support that regime ever. Yes. I don't want to support it. So I wouldn't want to go there because I feel like I'm just supporting what they do. So I would wait until that regime falls before I go. And if it never falls, then I'm never going.
What if it's your 197, though?
If I'm on 196, and North Korea's the only thing left, and I'm like 60 or something.
Hopefully merge with South Korea.
And they're still not, it doesn't look like anything to have, I'll go. There we go. Took off 197, you've got to do it.
Yeah.
Because then you've achieved. And you've achieved it.
I wouldn't do it. It's just too weird. It's just too weird.
What do you think of the whole, obviously it's awful, but like.
Sorry.
What do you think of it?
It's not great.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it. I'm not overly invested in it. I just know it's not great.
Do you think it will continue?
For now.
Or do you have much idea how much you aim
to
know about it?
I mean, it would take Kim Jong-un dying to make any potential change, but yeah. I doubt it will happen.
He's not that old though, is he? He's like,
The last one died not that long ago, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, that's why he just came into power.
Yeah. But I can't see it changing.
Yeah, you think it's going to be around a bit longer?
Have you watched the interview?
I have.
It's a great film.
I may recommend the interview. It's quality movie. It's so funny.
He's a Katy Perry fan, actually.
I love that. I heard he was really angry about that when he saw that.
Yeah, it was banned, the whole film.
I'm not surprised. It's not, if you catch a North Korea watch, no, I think yeah, there would be a. Ain't good. Yeah, Pyongyang though is kind of cool.
Yeah, but it's so...
It's kind of weird.
It's so fake.
It's so fake, yeah, but it's kind of weird. They got the biggest football stadium in the world.
Yes.
As a football fan.
So annoying. That's one of my other ones, to go to every big stadium.
So you've got to go to the Pyongyang football stadium. How many seater is it? It's massive.
It's like 120, isn't it?
120?
Roughly.
Have they ever filled it up?
Probably. They have to, don't they?
Who? How? Who's going? I suppose they force them, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, they have to.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, look at that shit.
That ain't the biggest one. This is it. It's massive. It's like, see, like it's packed with people. There's like no one there, but yeah, sure. Yeah, and this bit looks cool. The outside looks mental. I'll link this. That World Cup final could be played there.
Fuck that.
If it wasn't in North Korea. It wasn't in North Korea.
I don't think anyone would want to play in North Korea.
Yeah? No.
They would get shot if they win.
There's a North Korean football player playing in Serie B or Serie A, I read. And have you seen that? And they take all his wages. He has to give all his wages back. It's not hard to keep. It's pretty mental. I'm surprised he hasn't just disembodied himself from it.
It's not that easy though, is it?
But once he's out, he's out. I suppose they could assassinate him.
Nuke him. Just nuke everyone.
I mean, they nuke him, they're taking out more people.
Oh, no, they're so gutted.
I don't think they care though, do you know what I mean? But no, I think it's interesting. I think we're in a great time to be alive though. They're not going on, you know?
As long as they're not North Korean or Syrian or...
I think in terms of when you're looking at it from like a...
Big picture.
A big picture point of view, I think. I think people look back on this time as quite a busy time.
Busy, that would be fair.
Yeah,
I'm not playing football, so...
Yeah, man, I'm so great. We got to see that. Also, I'm going to call this out before we end this now. Barcelona! When do you release your tickets?
It's what, the game's in 13 days now, they still haven't released.
13 days until Barcelona Lyon. We wanted to go and watch it. We were going to buy tickets. We found our flights.
We didn't book.
But you haven't. We found them though.
Yeah. Oh, we look. Didn't take long. You know,
my man, stop outing me.
We just typed it in.
Yeah. Stop outing me. We had our flights. I'm sure I can't dramatise it now. You just call me out. We were going to book flights. We planned the days we were going to go. He had to get time off work, obviously, so he hasn't told him yet, obviously, but now it's getting too late. It's 13 days. You haven't released... All the other games were released, right?
Yeah, like 2 months. Well, not 2 months.
They were a while ago.
Yeah.
And we are still waiting here. And there would have been a mental video coming. It just says Barcelona, mate.
Let me check. Maybe it's...
Should we check right now? If it's out right now, I'm going to be so happy.
I have it ready. Watch it with me just not refreshing the page, so it always just says soon.
Yeah, because I get messages like soon. I can't believe you can't reveal it.
Look at that. They're selling tickets for a game on the 12th of May. But it says soon for Lyon.
Man. They're going to sell it like the day before, something crazy. I'm gutted, but I have to see that man play once more.
We'll see it next year.
Next year, and we'll make a video of that. Well, this has been a great chat. I've enjoyed this a lot. It's been interesting. It's been all over the place, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of funny. It's kind of interesting. But yeah, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Thanks for
having me. Thank you. No worries. Thank you for coming and chatting. And next time, I don't know who we'll be having on. So I can't really give you an intro for that. But I look forward to whoever I have on next. The next podcast will be coming very, very soon. I'll be releasing it soon. And with that, I hope you have a lovely day today. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Made it.